Well, it is apparently 19 degrees and sunny on Inishmore and Ilan Oran. If you're blessed to be over there today with that cool Atlantic breeze on your face, then you may be tempted to take a jaunt on a pony and trap around the island. It is a very memorable experience. The drivers share their local stories and you also get to hear the clippity-clop of the hooves that bring you back to the rhythm of an older, slower pace of life. But these hooves, of course, need regular attention to keep them healthy. Well, every few weeks, the master farrier who looks after them, Cecil Fitzgerald, who's been taking the boat to the island for the last 30 years, goes over to attend to the horses. Tarasa Vranach went along with Cecil and his apprentice, Noel, to visit the yard of Thomas Faherty, where a couple of horses were waiting for their weekly pedicure.
Inishmore?
Hello, Tracy. Inishmore.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Thriachnafarige. Can I have your attention, please, for a brief safety announcement? Please follow the instructions of the crew at all times.
This is Sally, is it? Oh, isn't Sally beautiful? How old is Sally?
Sally's about 13 years old now, I believe. She's out here about 6 or 7 years. She loosened the shoe. She was only shot about 4 weeks ago, so I'm just actually resetting the shoe on her. And Noel, my apprentice, he will clinch her up.
And what does that mean? He'll clinch her up. What does that mean?
We'll pull the nails down. They're protruding through the wall.
Oh yeah.
So he'll clinch them up just to make her safe and tidy. Can I take over Chocolate?
Sally's very quiet and Chocolate is very quiet. They're both well used to you.
Yes, yes. Walking horses.
How often do you come out here to the Aran Islands, to Inishmore?
Every 3 to 4 weeks, this time of the year. We do 6 to 7. This trip, maybe 8 or 10 next trip. Depends on the schedule.
And today is not the nicest day. You can hear the rain, and the passage across wasn't the nicest either, I have to say. Mm-hmm. But I presume when it's raining, that's when you're needed most, is it?
That's it, yeah, definitely. Sometimes it's easier to walk in the rain. The sun is just pouring down on top of you and you're melting.
Noel, you're an apprentice farrier. Can you tell me what got you interested in this?
When I was a kid, Cecil used to take me out in the van with him. And so I guess I've always been watching it. And I've always had somewhat of an interest in it. But it'll be a year out in September. I'm only 17. I'd have to do the best part of 5 years when I go up to the college.
Oh, what is it you like about this?
Working with the horse itself, I guess, because you're working with a living creature. It has a personality. Some of them would be, they'd be fun, they'd be nipping at you, they'd be messing with you. And I guess others wouldn't be too happy you're shooing them. They wouldn't be too pleased. And then you might give them food or something to keep them quiet or a lick.
Tell me a little bit about the tools that you're using here and what exactly you're doing.
So I'm clenching the foot, which is bringing down the nail, and then you'd groove a bit under so the nail has a bed to stay in, and then it'd keep the shoe nice and tight on the foot. I'm using the ras, which is like a nail file. It'd take pieces of the hoof off, and then the clinchers, which would pull down the nail, and the hammer, and the groover to groove under the nail so it has a bed to sit on.
And so when you used to come out here with your father as a young lad, your father was here in the 60s, I presume things have changed a lot.
Big changes here, huge changes. There will be no electricity, no running water for starters. Horses were definitely smaller. The season was just 6 to 8 weeks maybe, July or August. 1st of September, everything stopped. So now the season is sort of March onwards, late September, October.
And so how does that affect the horses or what you see?
What I've seen here is the horses got bigger. Every person has a second horse. So give the horses a chance to recover from a hard day's work.
And the horses here on the islands, the roads, you can't really compare them to the mainland. Does that affect the horses?
Well, they get used to it, yeah. A horse that works out here mightn't work on the mainland. But definitely a horse on the mainland that works will not work out here because of the hills. The hills are a big thing here. Like the hills, the slope of maybe 2 miles. It's harder than a horse, yeah.
We put a lot of studs in these shoes compared to what we would in the mainland.
just two mushroom studs here and two pins in the toe for traction.
Because of the roads?
Because of the roads and the hills. Like, the job has changed so much in the last 20 years. It's science now. There's so much research done that. One time it's just a matter of trimming the feet and putting the shoe on, but no, it's changed so much. It's unreal. We're learning every day. There isn't a day that I won't learn.
Thomas of Thomas Faherty Tours, tell me a little bit about how important it is to you that you would have the services of Cecil here.
It's very important for us. And he's provided a great service here for years. He knows the horses by name now, and his father before him was very good too. He was working with my dad since the 60s, and then Cecil started up around the 90s like that. And between the two of them, they kept the horse tours going on the island, fairness.
And what's involved for you with the health of the animals here on the island? You had a physio and a chiropractor visit the island here lately.
That's right, and the dentist. Yeah, the physio did a great job on a few of the horses. We had them all done. We noticed on a couple of the horses, like, that was a little bit stiff beforehand. After the physio was here, loose, very loose. We take them swimming as well, like, on one of their backs, and the other one follows us out on the beach, and they love that. It loosens them right up like that. We take good care of the horses, like.
And what do you like about it?
Oh, it's lovely. It's therapy. Definitely work with horses. It's not work, it's a vocation. It has to be.
Were you brought up with horses? Did you always have horses?
Never. I'm a city man. I'm from Merview. We had no horse owners. It's just a love for us, and anyone that says it, it's not for the money. You have to love it. Like, it's not all work. Like, I compete. Like, I compete in competitions. But 3 to 6 weeks before the competition, we're given the specimen shoes. Then you're home and hopefully you get the time to practice them. You try and get the shoe to the size that the specimen shoe is, which can be difficult. For me, anyhow, go to the competition on the day and hope for the best. It's great buzz and great camaraderie among all the farriers. Everyone helps out each other. And it's lovely to see lads that get lovely work done. You admire that. And it definitely helps me and the likes of Noel there to improve their skills.
So it's the shoes that you're competing, is it? The making of the shoes?
Yes, making of shoes. Certain shoes have to be forged well, and certain shoes have to be fitted on the horse. Usually you get 1 foot and a specimen shoe to do in 55 minutes. I'm getting a bit old now, I'm 57, and you're competing against lads in their 20s. Stamina is a big thing. Fitness is huge. It's unbelievable how fit you have to be. Some people, they go to the gym especially, train and get themselves strong and fit for the job. Hard to believe it. Like the GAA, you know, it's gone semi-professional. Anyone that's competing at a high level. I suppose my first love was shoeing horses, but I really love making shoes. I love the forge. I love the forge work. Really do. And built the forge in Merview. It's my therapy room, I'd say. As my wife said, you're making noise. I say I'm creating art. I love it.
Teresa Vranock speaking to Master Farrier Cecil Fitzgerald there. It is, if you haven't seen it, it is such a treat to watch a farrier at work. It is a phenomenal skill. It is art. And if you're interested, there is actually an opportunity on the 10th of August in Moynalty. There's Steam Threshing Festival in Meath, and they're hosting a farrier competition. So it is a great chance to bring you and yours down to watch them at work.